Gomel in life-threatening situations. So, again, whenever you say Hagomel, you're supposed to say it with a minion. Some say you have to say it with a minion. If you didn't say it with a minion, you have to say it again. 10 men. And best is to have 2 Tamidei Chachamim in a dish as part of that minion. So, because the Pasuk says you should be praised with a kahal and with Moshav Zekenim. Zekenim are wise men. So hopefully we've got 2 Tamidei Chachamim amongst us. And the halacha is that it's ideal to be doing it within 3 days of when the dangerous situation occurred. It happened to me on Friday. So I figured I'll do it today, Monday, 3 days. If 3 days are going to pass and you're not going to have a chance to get an aliyah, which is the ideal time to say Hagomel, so then you could just gather 10 men and just say it at any point. It's ideal to say it during the day because a Korban Todah, which Hagomel is based off of, was done during the day. But if you can't do it during the day, you can do it at night. Women can do Hagomel. In some places, a custom is for women not to do Hagomel because they're very tznius. But certainly, there's a lot of room. If a woman wants to go and say Hagomel, she certainly can. Sometimes she'll do it from the women's section. Sometimes she'll come in from the women's section. If she wants, she can have her husband do it for her. You can say Hagomel for someone else. So, for example, if we had a couple of weeks ago, a lot of people were saying Hagomel for a traveling situation. They flew and they held like the opinions that they want to say Hagomel after flying. So you could have just had one person say Hagomel for everyone. But instead, we wanted every person to have a chance to say their own personal Hagomel. And that's legit. Or you could have one person say it for everyone. Another interesting Hagomel Hamachleikis. According to Sfaradim, if you were sick, any time you were bedridden, enough for about, I think 3 days is halacha, but even if it's not life-threatening, so if you had the flu or whatever, you get up, you say Hagomel. For Ashkenazim, there has to be an element of pikuach nefesh. It's a sickness that theoretically, potentially, could have been life-threatening, and only then can you say Hagomel. But as long as there's possible, like a pikuach nefesh situation, there's a possible situation where you would have been mechal Shabbos, then once you're fully healed, you would say Hagomel. So for example, any surgery where they had to give you they put you to sleep and you were like fully unconscious, you would be able to say Hagomel. In my situation, since it was a potentially life-threatening situation, I think it's pretty clear it's a Hagomel situation. If on the other end you were just like driving and there could have been a car accident, you saw nearby a car accident, but didn't actually anything happen to you, then that wouldn't be a Hagomel situation. Something had to have actually happened to you where there was a chance of pikuach nefesh. In any case, we should not have too many dangerous situations, but we should always be appreciative of the constant miracles of a Kaddish Baruch Hu.